It is 9:05 here. We are live Sunday morning on Talk Radio AM 640, the Business Pros Radio Hour. And yes, Paul Toby is here. He's CEO of Business Pros Marketing. I'm Ryan Bonner with you here as well this hour. And online, businessprosmarketing.com. And you can also call if you have any questions about what you hear throughout this hour. If you're wondering, hey, can Paul help me out? There's just something that isn't sitting well with you regarding your online marketing plan, your digital marketing plan. The phone number is 416-444-PROS. That's 416-444-7767. And a lot to talk about this morning. And Paul, you didn't have any issues on the roads this time around.
They closed the Gardner.
Oh, come on. That's right.
They closed the Gardner. But for me, that's not a problem because I just scoot down the Don Valley Parkway and cut underneath, and I'm fine. How about you?
No, I was good. I took Avenue Road, so there's no marathon cutting that off. I know there was like Line 1 issues, or they closed it for... There's always something in the city of Toronto.
Yeah, so I was on the very popular Greg Carrasco radio show yesterday, and it was so funny because he comes from Oakville. And so he walked in literally like a wildfire 30 seconds before he hit the air. It was hilarious.
Calm as a cucumber, though?
In Greg's way, right? It was really fun. By the way, thank you so much to Greg for having me on his show. I know that he's been doing it for a long time, and I certainly appreciate the effort he makes to sort of spread the word. So that's nice.
And that's a guy, we were talking about it before the show this morning. That's a guy who's worked hard, you know, at doing his own kind of online thing with these done Twitter. That's one of his main things. And he's garnered a whole lot of followers. And it can be hard, depending on what type of business you're doing, to make that happen. But you have to have the right strategy. And he's captured lightning in a bottle, right?
Well, he caught me a little off guard yesterday when he said, you know, I'm not going to be easy on you. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. And the first question out of his mouth, he goes, why would anybody buy traffic? And I said,
nice question,
and my
Greg.
Response to that was, well, not everybody's Greg Carrasco. Not everybody has a Twitter following. Not everybody has an online radio show. So what if I have a business that is not that sexy? It's not news, you know, because the reality of the situation, business is not news. Something that's interesting to the general public is usually politics or relationships or whatever's current events. And businesses kind of take a back seat to all of that. Now, they might make the business section once in a while when somebody appoints a new vice president of sales and there's a little picture in there. But the reality is a lot of businesses just don't have a connection to the real world, especially if they're business to business. So his question was valid. Why would I want to buy traffic? Well, if you're Greg Carrasco, you don't need to. But for a lot of businesses, you do. And I gave him two responses. Number one, it's just I don't really have a face to the public and it's not easy for me to get traffic, so I need to buy some. So that's fine. I like that strategy. Yeah. Number two is what he doesn't know is that paid traffic actually outconverts free traffic by a lot.
So when you say paid, do you mean, I know, say Facebook or Twitter, you can boost
I would never recommend boosting a post, by the way. You know, you see that? It's like you get some traction with your post and then you just hit boost post and they charge you $20.
Yeah.
That's actually a complete, I don't know, maybe Facebook doesn't want me to say this, but it's not a good plan.
Okay,
because you don't really know who you're boosting it to. And so Facebook just picks anyone.
That's interesting because they often, and they put a lot of money and time and effort into making that a thing. As you said, it kind of spits itself right into your face saying, hey, here we are, boost this post and get a heck of a lot more reaction to it. And that may seem easy enough to do from the seat of your home or your business. Mm-hmm. But as you said, it may not be, I guess, the smartest approach or smartest use of your money.
I've had some success with companies marketing directly on Facebook because, you know, you can pick demographics and geographics right down to what color underwear people are wearing.
It's important.
And that's cool, but mostly my traffic strategy is based on search. My thing is, if somebody goes online and does a search for what they want, and whether we show up in the paid ads or the organic ads or the organic listings, then we've got a much better chance of helping that person because they're in that headspace. Whereas on Facebook, if you just market directly on Facebook, you're interrupting people's social activity.
That's a great point. Never considered that, yeah.
So if you think about it, why would anybody want to buy traffic, which was Greg's question? Well, if you start with AdWords, the reality is that's what they're looking for. So you buy their attention.
So if you're an offshoot of sorts of what they're looking for, then yeah, you're still within their mind space there.
Well, right? In the moment.
Yeah.
You're buying their, where's their headspace right now? Well, they're searching for event rentals, and you've got them if you show your ad. And that's why paid traffic converts really well, because here's the thing. When they look at that on Google, they know the difference between paid traffic and free traffic.
Yeah.
They know.
It slaps you right in the face.
It's
you
at the top. It says ad. And so if they click it anyway, what does that say about them? That says, well, I'm looking for this thing. I know it's an ad. I'm clicking it anyway, which means I have a high level of customer buying readiness. I know you're going to pitch me. I know it's an ad, but I click it anyway. That's why it converts really well.
So if you're online and you're looking up things for you're planning your wedding, and then a boosted ad pops up for a funeral home or funeral services, it's not really going to connect with somebody,
right?
Which is what can happen, right? When you kind of randomly.
Hey, can we turn the music up for a second?
Oh, sure. Let's do that. Who's that?
So this was I made this album back in 2001. This is actually a Juno nominated album. And we're going to go to break. 416-444-PROS. 416-444-PROS. Operators are standing by to take your call.
Can we listen to more of that when we come back?
Sure.
I think so. I think we can make it happen. 416-444-7767. Online, businessprosmarketing.com. The talented man you're hearing speaking to you and playing as well in the background, that's Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, here on the Business Pros Radio Hour. Talk radio, AM 640. It's 9:15. Welcome back to the Business Pros Radio Hour. Ryan Bonner, joined by Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, businessprosmarketing.com. And if you're not sure,
I thought we were going to play more of that music.
We changed it.
No, that's a different tune.
Oh, damn.
It's okay.
Well, we can do
it. Hey, you're not allowed to swear on the air.
No, I mean, gosh darn it.
You owe my wife $100.
Well, you know what? We should have a swear jar at home because I have a young son, and it's very hard to
tailor your speech. We don't have a jar. She just walks up on... I do a lot of speaking. I don't know if you knew that. Did you know that? I actually go around all over North America, and I speak at fairly big events. And a couple of times, she's actually walked up on stage, pulled the wallet out of my back pocket, took $100 out.
Really?
And over the years, I've learned not to use foul language on stage. And we're not talking about, I mean, she once took $100 for saying the word C-R-A-P.
I was going to wonder, what kind of words are you using in your presentations? So words like that, yeah, maybe she's right, though. Maybe, and it's probably helped, as you said, clean up your language.
It has.
There we go.
It's helped a lot. I came from the jazz world. I think we were talking about that earlier. And, you know, that's part of their language.
Oh, that's true.
You know, you are the company you keep. You speak the way your friends speak, and that's the way they speak.
So if I pop into my wallet a little later today and I'm missing some cash, I'll know where it's gone.
Exactly.
She swooped in. And you can swoop in. Well, there are no tickets available now. There might be an Inside Advantage roundtable again coming up, but the November 1st.
We're sold out.
It's sold out, man.
Yeah.
Which is good. Bad if you wanted to get in on one, but hopefully there will be one in the future. But again, if you think that there's something that can be done for your business with your digital marketing strategy, but you're not sure, it doesn't hurt to give Paul a call. It doesn't cost you anything to ask him to see what can be done. The number is 416-444-PROS. That's 7767. Just around 9:30, we are going to speak to a special someone.
Yeah, Mo Samani from Soho, Small Office Home Office. They got a conference coming up in Toronto on November the 10th that I'm going to be speaking at, so people can come check that out. And I think Mo's going to give away some tickets.
Oh.
I don't actually know whether he's going to do that or not, but I'm going to twist his arm and see if he can do that.
We'll do it on the fly. We'll put the pressure on him.
We'll put the screws to him.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you wanted to mention that you use Infusionsoft.
Yeah.
A great bit of technology. I guess it's artificially intelligent. Can you say that in a way?
It's data mining.
Okay, let's go with that. And but
do you know what data mining is?
Let's clearly define it here.
So many people are familiar with products like Salesforce, HubSpot, Marketo, Pardot, GreenRope. There's a bunch of products out there right now that essentially help the company communicate with their audience in an automated fashion. So, for example, somebody comes to the website and they put their contact information in exchange for downloading something of value, a video about your product, a white paper about your product, although I wouldn't highly recommend that because it's kind of boring. But, you know, maybe an email series on the seven top things you can do to destroy your business in 2017. Whatever they give you contact information for, you can then follow up. But it's not an autoresponder. An autoresponder just sends a one-size-fits-all
email. Like a form letter or something
right.
like that.
It's
yeah.
like one-size-fits-all. What Infusionsoft does is it says, if the customer clicks this thing and fills out this form in a certain way, then respond to that in this specific way. So it's not just, if everybody does this thing, then do this. If each individual has a different business, you can segment, for example, and you can ask the question on your form that says, well, which of the following best describes you? So let's assume that our product, and Ryan, you and I are going to go into business this morning.
Let's okay? do it. I like
okay.
that.
So our product is what? What are we going to, what have you always thought? One day I'm going to start a business and this is the product we're going to sell.
Oh man, I've had a few good ideas that I don't think,
well, that's the thing. Everybody has an idea.
Yeah. It was going to be,
they all think it's good.
It was going to be, it's stupid, but for your bed, your comforter, your blankets, it's like a sleeping bag for your bed. So you can just zip on, zip off, clean it easily. You don't have to put like four sheets on your bed.
Right.
Yeah. There
okay.
we go. Sell
well,
this
that's
one,
our
Paul.
Product then. That's fine. Okay. So we're now in business. Our job is to get people to our website, obviously, yeah. and we talk a lot about in this show on how to do that, and we've got organic listings and paid listings and all the things that we can do. Let's assume then that we just have this steady flow of traffic because
let's go with that.
Your whole thing goes viral, right? So somebody shows up on the website, we don't know anything about them.
Which is, yeah, most cases.
And that's
you don't
not
know.
A good thing. So if you think about it, when salespeople do sales calls, one of the things that good salespeople do, at least mine do, is we want to find out who you are, what you like, what you respond to. Is this the right fit for you? And we can't do that unless we ask questions. So what the automation does and what Infusionsoft does is I can say the following. Which of the following best describes you? And there's four radio button responses. The first one would be, I sleep on the left side of the bed. The second one is, I sleep under the bed. The third one is, I get cold while I sleep. And number four is, I used to be a Boy Scout, so I love sleeping in sleeping bags.
I like that. That's the answer probably most pertains to this product.
So then the automation kicks in and goes, whatever they respond to, follow up with that. Don't take them one size fits all because you're not getting the information you need to make good decisions as a company. So data mining for small business means whatever the customer clicks or interacts with, track that. And what Infusionsoft does is it builds this wonderful profile over, could be months, so that eventually when the customer, and you know, Ryan, come on.
Mm-hmm.
We buy from people we know and we like and we trust.
Big
Would you
capital
agree with
T
that?
Trust. Trust is
well,
the, you know.
How much trust is there in a website? Think about that. So you have to get the contact data and then you have to earn trust over a period of time. And the only way to do that is to speak the language that they understand, and segmenting the audience is an important. Hey, hear the music again.
Yeah. Are we back on track with it now?
This Mike Murley, actually, probably Canada's best saxophone player. We made this album in 2001.
How long did that take you to?
Well, 2 days.
That's
to
it.
Make that album. Yeah, 2 days.
Well, I guess it's. You know,
I didn't
jazz,
win the Juno, by the way.
I
got nominated, though. Anyway, so anybody who wants, look, if you've got a business and you think you might need some help with your digital marketing or with your company or. We help companies with more than just digital marketing. We help them with strategy. We help them with mission, purpose, values, all those. We should actually talk about
that. Yeah, I was going to say, when
mission,
we come
purpose
back.
And all those things. You know, why does my company actually exist? Why does my, you know, sleeping bag on top of the bed company actually exist? What do we do?
Oh, there's
I'll
good
tell
reason
you what we
doesn't.
Do. You want to know what we do? We help small business succeed.
Well, let's
That's
talk more
do.
About that.
That's our business. And so call 416-444 PROS, that's 7767, 416-444 PROS, and operators are standing by to talk to you about whatever you want to talk about.
And it'll cost you nothing, too. Online as well, Paul, businessprosmarketing.com. And it's Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. We'll be back on Business Pros Radio Hour here, Talk Radio AM 640. 9:26, and we're introduced by, this means business music here on Business Pros Radio Hour. And yeah, the show does mean business for you. businessprosmarketing.com. And if you have any questions any time of the day, there are people standing by right now, 416-444-PROS. That's 7767. If you have any questions about your website, what you're doing online with that, if it's just sitting there doing, you know, nothing, it's passive, you could make it work for you. And that's what Paul's whole, you know, business, that's his strategy. That's what he does. He helps you. And with, I know there's some tax incentives as well.
Ryan, you know what? You know why people should call?
Why?
Well, I don't know. Should, could, maybe. Here's the reason. Number one, you don't know what you don't know. And I guarantee you when you call, we'll enlighten you with a bunch of things that you're probably not doing. We're going to look at your site. We're going to look at your online properties. We're going to look at your social media. And based on our experience, and again, a lot of people are like, well, who are you to talk about this stuff? Well, the reality of the situation is we've been doing this for a long time, and we've helped a lot of companies grow. I think we talked last week about a company that we added $1.5 million in sales in 14 months.
Yeah.
The event planning company. We had another one come in this week and said, please turn off my AdWords. I've got too much business. And that's actually, and he gave me the permission to talk about his company. If anybody wants to know how we overhaul online properties to make them more viable and get more business, go to yellowgreen.ca. It's a construction company. So people are like, well, I don't have e-commerce. I don't sell widgets online. I don't have a shopping cart. It's never going to work for me. This is a construction company. And how do you take a construction company, a design build company, and make it so that they've got too much business? That's our business. We help small business do that. So that's number one. Number two, the second reason to call is you don't know how to pay for it. We'll figure out a way to help you pay for it. We actually have government money that we can get you with very little time invested. And there's no risk to this whatsoever. We don't charge you for the phone call. We don't say, you know, 15 minutes of your time, we're going to send you a bill for $5,000.
There's no surprises or tricks like that.
If you call and you say, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this stuff, then because we are certainly not the cheapest game in town. And I think there's a reason for that.
You don't want to go cheap.
It's called value. No. We want to give people return on their investment or ROI, and we want to measure that. So we say, where are you right now? Where do you want to be? And let's build in some key performance indicators to let us know how far or how long, and we need to measure that. So that's what we do with companies. And then they say, well, that sounds great, but how am I going to pay for it? And my response to that is, we'll get you some support. We'll get you some help. And in Ontario, most of our clients, and I'm talking about most of them, are getting 80% back from their initial investment within 30 days, by the way.
Wow.
We actually had a guy recently, he built the most expensive float reel, fishing reel on planet Earth. I don't really know a lot about this. I know a lot about it now because I built their whole property with my team, but it's called bearfloatreels.com, and he didn't even have a website for it. So we built this whole beautiful site. It's amazing. And shopping cart and everything. And what was my point? I was going to make a point.
Well, I was going to say, I guess that's somebody who didn't think that they would need a website to sell fishing reels, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they figure, well, people will find us. People will, they'll hunt us out on their own without a website. Word of mouth, I guess, outside of the digital.
Oh, I know what my point was.
All right.
We got him money to do that. We got him some money to do that. He got his money back from the government before we even cashed his check.
And that's money that they've paid over taxes over how many years?
It was like a couple of days. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
So people are like, well, it's going to be really, really hard to get grant funding and all that kind of stuff. And I have to qualify and I have to get an accountant. No, you don't have to do any of that. You have to spend 20 minutes on the phone with one of our grant experts. And that's it. And there's no obligation. Even if you get the money, you still don't have to move forward. But 98% of our clients are getting the money, which is remarkable.
So, okay, you just threw out two websites that people want to visit them, yellowgreen.ca, and the other one was...
Bear Float Reels,
looks like B-E-R, floats, but.
Float Reels, R-E-E-L-S.com. This is the kind of work we do. And by the way, people are like, wow, that's beautiful. It must have taken months to do that. No, it took 2 days. 2 days to put that whole thing together with my entire team. Now, that's our inside advantage. That's what we do that other marketing companies don't do. It's called a deep dive, and we can actually get people funding for that. So if you call 416-444-PROS, you can talk to somebody about that. Say, well, can I get funding? And yeah, you got to be a business. You can't really be a startup. You have to have employees and stuff like that. And we like to help establish businesses. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have that, you can still call and say, hey, can you help me somehow? Do you know this, Ryan? We actually have an entire online membership site at members.trainingbusinesspros.com.
Did not know that.
That actually teaches people how to do the kinds of things that we do. There's well over 100 hours of high-quality HD footage in there that was filmed in our studio in front of live audiences teaching real businesses how to do real marketing.
So this is like they can rely on that kind of a side thing to talking to you directly?
If you don't have an established business, right, and you can't get grant funding because you have to have employees to do that. If you can't get funding, then we want to help everyone. We help small business succeed. And if you're not a legitimate small business yet, you're just a startup and you want to know how to do the types of marketing that we do, then members.trainingbusinesspros.com is a great example of where you can go and get information. And here's the thing. People tend to take advice from other people who have opinions. Opinions are formed based on things you hear about, read about, and talk about. The things that we talk about are things that we've done. Things that we've done for our own business, things that we've done for other businesses. And so you always want to take advice from people with experience.
And results.
And results, because results are the only thing that matters. People are like, well, I don't know if that's right or wrong. There's no such thing as right or wrong.
Boom.
There's results and no results. So if you want results, call the number. We'll try to help you. 444-7767. 444-PROS. 416-444-PROS.
And it doesn't cost you anything.
Doesn't cost anything.
And the website online, businessprosmarketing.com. You want to see a website, go to that one. Businessprosmarketing.com. We're going to come back with a guest, special guest here.
We're going to talk to Mo.
There we go. Mo's next. Business Pros Radio Hour, Talk Radio, AM 640. And it's 9:36. Ryan Bonner here with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing online, businessprosmarketing.com. And 416-444-PROS, that's 416-444-7767. If you have questions about your marketing strategy, you want to kind of kick yours up another gear, another notch in the belt, produce more, better results than what you're getting right now, and you're not sure, can I produce better results for my, company A, B, or C, or whatever, Paul can give you a hand. And Paul, we have a special guest on.
I've been doing business with Mo Samani for a long time. I totally respect what he does. We talked a little bit earlier about why our company exists and our purpose is to help small business succeed. I think that's definitely Mo's business as well. He puts on conferences. He runs a company called Soho, which is small office, home office. He's got some events coming up. Mo, how are you this morning?
Not too bad, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Nice words.
Thanks for getting up so early out there in Vancouver.
Oh, I say we don't like to go out on Saturday nights anymore. We like to, take care of you guys, Paul. Make sure that we're up early enough to talk to you.
Excellent. So, listen, Mo, we're going to talk about two events specifically, which are coming up on November the 3rd in Vancouver and November the 10th. And my understanding is you're going to give away a couple of pairs of tickets to that. Can you tell us a little bit about these upcoming events and why I, as a business, would want to attend?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So basically, we've been doing events for quite some time. And Paul, we really appreciate your support in the past, being a partner and a speaker as well. And what we have focused on is really putting together events that allow small businesses and the attendees to really network and connect and interact to do more business, to really market themselves. And so we try to create a really unique event experience and an environment that allows them to do that. And also on top of that is that what we want to do is we want to bring on some learnings with part of that networking as well. So, Paul, you'll be there speaking at our events. We have a couple other speakers that will be there as well. And the program is all focused around, marketing and sales and driving, more business success and growth through sales, basically.
I've been at your events in the past, Mo, and one of the things that always struck me about coming to your events is you're really good at getting a good number of people out. So, I mean, we're talking about a couple hundred people more this time.
Oh no, more. Yeah, more. So we're looking at the environment that we have this year is like a networking environment. We're doing it in, for example, in November 3rd in Vancouver. We'll be at the Imperial, which is a really unique venue. And then we're in Toronto, we're doing it for the first time. We're taking the upstairs level, all of it, and doing it at the Real Sports Bar downtown, downtown Toronto. Now, it sounds like it's not like a real, normal venue for a business event, but it actually is. They've got an amazing space upstairs for the speakers, as well as we're doing experience stations. And
that's right at the foot of York Street, right? Down where they put the big screen for the Blue Jays, right? So we're just going to walk outside and we're going to get all the Blue Jays fans to come in and listen to business stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And also what it is, it's so close for people that want to, take the subway down. It's right by Union Station. It's very easy for people to get to versus other spaces, so it's a really good spot. But the events basically are really focused around you networking, you getting some really amazing learning from some of our great speakers, such as yourself, Paul, on marketing, sales, and then that's what we focus on. Yeah.
Well, I've spoken at many of the Soho events in the past, and it's always been a pleasure to do that. You know me, I come armed. I don't come with fluff. I don't like fluff. I like step by step. Here's what you do. Here's the results that you're going to get. Here, follow this formula. And you may or may not be aware of this, but I like specifics, right? So that's what I'm going to do. And I know that's the kind of speaker you like to have. I know that we've had people like Jeff Quipp in the past, and there's a whole host of people that you've had at your events.
Yeah, exactly. And I think one of the big things is that we really want to have so many people, people walk away with one or two really key things that they got from the speakers that, they never heard before. We've all gone to a lot of presentations, a lot of speaking events, and it's great that you hear things that you go, oh my God, you know what? I used to, I heard that before and I haven't done that for a while. It kind of reminds you to do something. But on top of that is you really want to get to walk away with something new and unique. And I think, speakers such as yourself, Paul, really understand that you want to make sure that you give some value back to the customer. And that's what we love, is making sure that, attendees walk out of there with something really, really good to.
So if people want more information, they can go to stylemybiz.com, right? Style?
They can go to stylemybiz.com.
Yep.
Or soho.ca. Stylemybiz. Yeah, soho.ca/stylemybiz will take you directly to the event pages. And then what we have is we've got, you can register online. And we have a free general admission ticket for everybody to come for the networking and so forth. But what we'd like to do is give away, some tickets if you like, Paul. We've got a VIP.
Are you kidding? You're going to give away some tickets? We twisted your arm on the break. We said, you're going to have to give away some tickets, right? So we got a couple of pairs, right?
Yeah, we've got a couple of pairs.
Pairs of tickets.
Experience tickets, yeah. So what that includes is, we before the actual main event starts, we feed you. You got to host a bar. You get a couple of drinks.
So it's worth the food just by itself.
No, it's totally worth it. Yeah, exactly. So and then with that, then you get the feature presentation, and you get the networking reception, and you get a VIP lounge area. So you get a little bit more extra treatment. And the tickets are $65, but we're going to give away a couple for free. So you can you can do that, and then just let us know, and we'll.
Okay,
we'll
so here's how
those customers get taken care of. Okay.
Here's how you're going to call the same number, Ryan. 416-444-PROS, 416-444-7767, and we can talk about business, but if you just want the free tickets, we've got two pairs of free tickets to November the 10th, downtown Toronto, foot of York Street, called the Real Sports Bar, and it's going to be amazing. I'm actually really looking forward to it, Mo. Thanks for including me.
Well, Mo, question, how big should somebody's business be in order to attend this? Does that have to be a massive business, small business? What size? What's a good size?
That's a great question. Yeah. So no, it's basically what you want is you want to have people that are serious in business. The size of the companies that we work with are under 50 employees is the small business market is what we look at. So we'll have companies there that are early stage serious businesses, but they might have 1, 2, 3 employees. Or all the way up to companies that have, 15, 20, 25 employees, right? So they might bring their sales and marketing staff there, and they might bring, normally the CEO and the owner comes, or the C-level position with a little bit of a bigger company, but primarily it's really focused on small businesses under 50 employees.
All right, well, Mo, I think it's time for you to crawl back into bed there. It's what, 6:40 in the morning where you are?
I know, it's all good.
Well, listen, we appreciate your time, Mo. I'm actually looking forward to reconnecting with you. We haven't seen each other for a while, so.
I know, that's great. Yeah, and I wanted to bring one more thing up, Paul.
Sure.
Is that when they go to the site, I forgot to mention about the contest that we do have.
Right.
Is the stylemybiz.ca. It's a contest where small businesses can win up to $50,000 in trips and prizes. I don't want to go too long on it, but they can go onto the website and learn more about it. It's amazing. The deadline to enter is before October 31st, and they have a really good chance of winning some great prizes, some great trips. As soon as you enter, you get a trip for two to Vegas. Like, there's a whole, a chance to win a trip for two to Vegas, and then there's this ultimate CEO makeover that you get for your business, and they can go on there to find out more information. But really encouraging small businesses to enter. It doesn't cost them anything. It's a lot of fun. We also, profile their companies in terms of a marketing perspective. It's a little bit of fun for them to also get engaged by sharing their profiles with their contacts and so forth as well.
All right, so if you're listening in Vancouver, the date for Vancouver is November the 3rd, and then in Toronto on November the 10th, two really, really popular live events. And Mo, thank you so much for your time and getting out of bed so early. Mo's going to give you all a couple of pairs of tickets if you just call the number 416-444-PROS, 7767. We got a couple of pairs of $65 tickets each, food, networking, business information. We help small business succeed, don't we, Mo?
We do. We do.
Hey, appreciate your time this morning, Mo. That's
great. Yeah, thank you so much, Paul. I'm really looking forward to seeing you as well. All right, thank you.
All right, that's Mo Samani, CEO of the Soho Business Group. Early. I didn't realize we're kicking him out of bed so early this morning.
Yeah, it's only what?
Six
something.
Well, he's a business guy.
6:30.
He's probably up since 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Working on things.
I get up at 6, so that's not so bad.
Okay, there we go. All right. Hey, we're going to come back with a bit more. Let's talk about mission, purpose, values. You promised we'd discuss
mission,
that.
Mission, purpose,
let's
values.
Let's do that when we come back.
The number one way to grow your business.
Beautiful. 416-444-PROS. That's 416-444-7767. BusinessProsMarketing.com. Back in a moment. Talk Radio AM 640. And the business pro himself, Paul Toby, CEO of Business Pros Marketing online, businessprosmarketing.com, and call 416-444-PROS. And ask him anything you want to ask him about digital marketing and your business. Paul, mission, purpose, values. What the heck is that?
Right. So the definition of business as it pertains to the way we think about it, to me, means this. A business is a company that runs by itself for a period of time where you're not, as the owner of the company, you're not involved. So in other words, it's making money and you're off in Florida or the Caribbean or on a boat trip somewhere.
Oh, I like all these.
And the company makes money while you're gone. That's the definition of business. But in order to get to that point, I think it's pretty obvious you're going to need some systems and processes and human resources.
To take care of all the operations.
To take care of things while you're not there. Otherwise, it's called self-employment. You built yourself a job. Now, I've been self-employed in my life. I've been a musician. You get paid to play. And if you don't play, you don't get paid. So that's not a business. That's called self-employment. So there's a difference between the two. So in order to grow this thing we call business, one of the things that helped us build a team, and the company is known as Business Pros Marketing, you need a team to take care of all of the Infusionsoft, traffic flow, website design, copywriting, all that. You need a team for that. In order to build that team, we first had to know mission, purpose, values. What does that mean? Well, that means we had to come up with, well, what is our mission? And for us, our mission was, we're going to take the company from where it is today, and we're going to put some measurements on where we want it to be in a year, where we want it to be in 2 years, 3 years, and up to 5 years. So what we did was we actually created this mission to Mars. So first, we're going to go to the moon. So 2016, we're on planet Earth. 2017, we're going to the moon. 2018, we're going to Space Station Alpha. 2019, we're going to Space Station Delta. In 2020, we're going to end up on Mars.
Brilliant.
Each of those places has numbers associated with how the company grew. Numbers of employees, revenue as it pertains to different products and services, all of those things. Now, this is not something that you cook up in a couple of hours. It took us a whole year to put this together. And now we help other companies create their own missions. And it's very different from a mission statement. This is not a mission statement.
I think that's what people are thinking.
This is an actual mission, right? There's mission technology. We have to have critical, mission processes in place in order to reach Mars. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about purpose and then what we call core values. So mission, purpose, core values. We're going to talk about those when we come back.
We'll do that with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing. You can call him 416-444-PROS. That's 416-444-7767. Are you running the business or are you self-employed? I mean, apparently they are two different things. BusinessProsMarketing.com as well. Back in a moment with more on Talk Radio AM 640. And let's get right to it here with Paul Tobey, CEO of Business Pros Marketing, BusinessProsMarketing.com. Paul, you need to have purpose in a business.
Right. So the vision of a business is mission, purpose, values. So I have to have this vision. If you don't know where you're going, you'll end up somewhere else. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. You got to have a vision for your company. So number one, get yourself a mission. If you're going to go somewhere, make sure that it's definable, measurable, risky. Our company's headed to Mars as a metaphor for a destination of choice. So we talked about that before the break. Now, in addition to mission, you need a purpose. Why does my business exist? Why do I do what I do? And coming up with that purpose takes time. You have to really decide, do we just sell products or do we service people in some kind of way? If you come from a position of service, who is it you're serving and what are you trying to help them do? If you help enough people get what they want, if your business helps enough people get what they want, you can have whatever you want. Your business will always grow. Now, you obviously have to have systems and processes and Infusionsoft and all the digital marketing that we talk about, but you more than that, your company needs to serve a targeted demographic.
And often do people not have that clear idea set up? They don't.
It's amazing. They really don't. So ours is we help small business succeed. If small business succeeds, that's why we exist. And we don't get paid if they don't succeed. Does that make sense?
That one makes
complete
sense.
We will never have a viable business if our purpose is not realized.
And if you go online, you mentioned earlier a couple of websites, yellowgreen.ca, bearfloatreels.com. You talked about an event marketing business last week. There are successes right there.
And a new one we just did called mascots.com.
Mascots.com.
Yeah, they actually make the mascots for all the major league sports teams.
You're kidding,
and colleges,
really?
And what's an amazing company. Everybody should go, if you look it up, go to mascots.com. We just rebuilt that entire website. And within a few days of launch, they're already on the front page of Google for corporate mascots and college mascots.
Really?
If you look up those key phrases, within a week, we're now at the bottom of, or near the bottom and middle of the front page of Google, just for those things. That's how good we are at what we do. And I'm not saying that to impress anybody. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. Our purpose is we help small business like mascots, like Bear Float, like Yellow Green, like all these companies. We help them succeed. We're going to help you succeed as well if you call 416-444-PROS, 416-444-7767. We're going to help you succeed. The final thing is values. What do I and my employees stand for in terms of core values? We have 10 of them. I'm not going to read them all, but we hire and we fire based on, do you accept these core values? How have these things played themselves out in your life, in your previous positions? And if you violate them, you're gone. So rather than hiring based on skills, because skills can be taught,
mm-hmm.
core values
That's
are
different.
Ingrained. From a very young age. For example, one of my favorite core values is this. We honor our commitments. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Instead
it's
of
important.
Over-promising and under-delivering, you honor your commitments. So that's our vision. Mission, purpose, values is our vision for the company. And if you call 416-444-PROS, we're going to help you with your vision, your mission, purpose, and values, and your digital marketing.
If you want to do so well that you're like Bear Float and you have to say, Paul, can you turn off our AdWords because we're doing too well. too successful. That's why you need to give Paul a call. 416-444-PROS. That's 416-444-7767. Online, businessprosmarketing.com. Paul?
Thanks so much for your time.
Yes. Yes.
I know you're gonna beat me to it, but it's my turn.
Go for it.
Thank you for coming in on Sunday morning, and thank you all for listening. For those people that are on Facebook Live, thank you so much for listening. We'll be on back next Sunday, 9 a.m., a.m. 640.